Okay, so I'm here with Brian for N1 Cases. I'll start again. Apologies.
Take two.
Okay, so I'm here with Brian with N1, and they have some super cool cases here that he's just been showing me through. So do you want to just show our listeners what this case can do?
Absolutely. This is the N1 multi-tool utility case for the Apple 5S. It is a 1.6 ounce polycarbonate case that is like a Swiss Army knife of iPhone cases, because it comes complete with a number of very handy tools, such as two pens, two screwdrivers, one's a Phillips, one's a regular slot, a file, tweezers, scissors, and a toothpick, all integrated in a very lightweight, shockproof case. Sells in North America for $45 and is available worldwide. We currently have distribution in 22 countries.
Okay, and there's a little stand in the back here as well, which is absolutely quite cool.
We've got two here.
Yeah.
Pop-out kickstand on the back allows you to put it right like that so you can view your movies. The other great thing is it's TSA compliant. You can go through any airport. We've sold tens of thousands of these units, no issues, in any airport worldwide.
Great. And you were showing me before that the pen actually slots back in again,
yeah.
So you've got a bit of a grip on the phone. It's quite handy
because the pens are very useful, especially when you don't have one. But they're small, so you simply pop it into the top of the case, and now you can write with it.
That's great.
Yeah.
Super.
Please.
And there's a show special on today as well, isn't there?
Absolutely. Today, you can get your N1 case. Instead of $45, we're selling them $35 here at the show, plus a free screen protector with the case.
So this will be going out tonight, so if anybody happens to see this and is coming down the show in the next couple of days, that's the offer on. So thank you very much. That's the N1. Superb. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thanks so much. Come by and see us at Macworld.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
I'm here with Takuro from Ring. Now, this is a gadget that everyone's been talking about. There's stuff out the front and everyone's been mentioning it. You've had great coverage on the blogs and stuff like that. So tell us why this is so good, why this is such a huge
Okay, so Ring is a wearable input device that you can control almost anything. You can type a text in the mid there, like A, B, and C, you can send a message. Or you can control TV or light by just shooting your first finger. It's TV on, off, change the music. And you can connect with iOS and other devices, or Google Glass, or smartwatches. So this is an input device that you can send all the data to those devices.
Right, so how does the interface work? It's Bluetooth, you link it to your iPhone or your iPad, that's fair enough. But you're talking about interacting with the TV, that's if the TV's got Bluetooth.
You need a hub, and we send the data to the hub, and send the infrared price to the TV.
So in the basic price that you buy, you've got this Kickstarter project at $165. Is the app added on? Is that another price, an additional purchase, or is it
come with the ring? For the ring and battery stand and cable.
And what's the response been like to people? You've had a lot of people come up and ask about it.
Oh, yeah.
Have you met your Kickstarter target?
Yeah, we already.
Long way past.
Yeah,
excellent. Well done. Great to see you here. Thanks ever so much for letting us chat to you about it. It's great. Are you going to do different styles of the ring eventually, or?
Right now we just have one style and one material, but maybe in the future.
Brilliant. Great. Fantastic. Thank you, Takuro.
Thank you.
Cheers. So we're here with Steve from Anycase. Now we've been chasing each other for like 4 hours.
Yeah. Missing each other and chasing each other.
Steve sees us running around struggling, saw our tweet about the fact that we couldn't get things running and we got in trouble with the mics, mounting the mics and the iPad, and was trying to get us a solution. And I've got to say, mate, I've been blown away. I mean, they always say, you know, the best ideas are the simplest.
Yeah, mine's very simple.
I don't mean this any way disrespectfully, but this is really freaking simple.
Yeah.
And basically, what you've got is a piece of aluminium with a screw thread on it here, and it's got some pads, they're just like a regular rubber.
It's 3M, it's kind of a high-end high tech. No, it's a high tech rubber, but you can't really tell. But anyways, it does the job protecting your phone or device and keeping it from slipping around.
Is that in? It is in, yeah. I'll leave that.
Yeah.
So this, the idea of this thing eventually then is that you put your device in and you just finger tighten up the grip between the pads, and this will protect your screen. You're not going to get any scratches or anything from it.
Right.
There's also nylon here that's going to keep the screen. But I mean, you're at a Mac show, but I've got a Windows phone, and just to prove that this really is just universal, I've done it with my Lumia 1020, and that's upside down now. And there's no stress or strain on the screen there. There's nothing that's giving it any kind of, or me any kind of concern over the device itself. But I mean, that is so simplistic.
Yeah, thanks. Well, we've been selling two versions of our adapters on Amazon for over a year, and we have 99% five-star reviews, and then a couple of guys
who... Tell me who the others are. I'll go and beat the shit out of them.
No, it was kind of funny. You know, it's like a guy says, oh, it's excellent. It's the best product on the market, and he gave me 3 stars. I'm like, I need to call that guy. Like, how can it be? You know, anyways, but... Overwhelmingly, people are happy with it, and it is simple, and it works. And
yeah, so I mean, it's light. I mean, this is really light, even the big one. But the small ones are even lighter. It's got a 3/8 adapter here, so it's going to fit on your camera tripod or a handheld tripod, or the handheld gimbal things with the weights. And that really is. I mean, that's upside down, and that is not coming out. So your device is safe. You're not worrying about losing or breaking your screen or anything here. This has blown me away now. We've seen some cool stuff today, but this is the simplest and best item I've seen on the show.
Thank you much. So,
and you don't even have a stand. You're just wandering around like a hobo.
I'm hooking up with the right people like you guys.
This is true.
So we have three models. You know, the original model is the Anycase. I call it the OG. It's the original. And it's just mounts only for horizontal photos. And then there's a 2.0 model that mounts horizontally and vertically. And then the next thing we're coming out with is the Mini, which also allows you to mount your phone in it horizontally or vertically. Although when you're horizontal, it covers up a little bit of your screen. And so that's up to each person to see if that bothers them or not. And then I'm working on the thing after that. It's going to be an iPad Mini adapter, which we have a prototype of right here. And then in the not-too-distant future, we'll have an iPad adapter as well and some other stuff in the works.
It's so cool. I mean, actually, by the way, the 2.0 is interesting because you've got a thread here at either end as well. So you can mount vertically and hold your device. I can't emphasize enough. I've got absolutely no fear of that coming out. That is solid. That is going nowhere.
But you wouldn't want to put it on your screen.
No. Oh, no, dude.
Not the end of the world. No, it's not going to hurt it. I'm just saying, like, well, it could.
No,
like, if you dropped your phone when the screw was on the screen, it could do some damage.
That is awesome. That is... retail, what are we talking about for retail?
The 2.0 retails for $44.95 US, and then the original model is $39, and... the Mini is going to be $34.95. So,
yeah, that's great. These are absolutely fantastic. Really well worth it. And you're looking for a UK distributor as well, aren't you?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
So you want to get this over the pond? We'll do whatever we can to help you, because this is—I believe in this product already.
Thank you very much.
This is superb. And you thought about it how?
Well, my daughter was having a dance recital. She was 14, and my Mini DV player wasn't working for some reason. The battery was dead, or the sound wasn't recording. And so I needed a solution to record it kind of last minute. And so I looked for a tripod adapter for my iPhone 4 with a case on it. Because back then, when you had a case on your iPhone 4, it was nearly impossible to get the case off without ruining it.
Yeah.
And so I ended up having to duct tape my my phone to my tripod. Do you guys know? Do you guys have duct tape? Do you call it duct tape?
Yes, we do. Gaffer tape.
Gaffer tape, yeah. And so after I got home from shooting the dance recital, which went fine, by the way, I started coming up with other solutions, and the Anycase was the answer. And one of the keys to the Anycase is that it's 3/4 of an inch wide, so it fits almost any phone with almost any case. And yeah, it's a pretty universal product.
Super. But I mean, people that have stories like that about why they invented something, own yachts. So, good luck.
All I want is a Porsche Panamera.
All right, okay. I wouldn't. It's got no taste. Great product, though. Great product. We'll get you someone. We'll get you a distributor, because this is brilliant.
All right, thanks,
Super
guys.
Super product. Love
thank
it.
You for, thank you very much.
Really good.
Kickstarter project is with Blade Pro. It ended this morning at 8 a.m.
All right, okay.
And? It ends.
Well, wait.
Right around 90, 86.
You're over your threshold, then?
Yes.
So you wanted 12, so yeah, that's
it. You wanted 12,000, it's 86. We have a great call following. Yes. So the product that we're really trying to display here is, of course, the Slate Pro. It's being featured, but our Slate mobile air desk, it's finally getting into retail stores. We just got our packaging done, thanks to Kickstarters and everybody here. It's about 3 pounds. It does heat ventilation, absorbs the heat into the bamboo. Our factory is in Phoenix, Arizona, so everything's handmade in the USA. It comes in a large sheet. We actually have to chisel these out and hand sand them, so it's almost polished like glass. You put your finger, it literally feels like glass. 100% hand polished. Goes up to a 17-inch laptop, all the way down to a 13, of course. The mouse dock, the mouse pad fits perfectly flush into that. You also see that it has your cord to go underneath for charging. So it's great for your home, on your bed, your couch, or even take it to work. A lot of offices are actually purchasing this now for their employees, which is great for us. But basically, it's extremely durable because it's compressed bamboo. And again, polished, field glass, if you want to fill it.
It's cool.
And it's only 3 pounds, so it's pretty light.
Yeah. Wow, so how much do these retail at?
$129 right now. Macworld, they're $88.
Oh, that's good. That's good. And do you retail in the UK at all?
Just starting. We just got our packaging done, thanks to all of our great followers.
Yeah. So you're in the UK too. So you will buy it in the UK.
Yes, you will be buying it in the UK. Probably about 3 or 4 weeks from now.
Great.
They're being shipped.
So what was the moment that you decided that you wanted to make this product?
When I kept losing my phone in my couch, and I was like, I need to design something awesome. So here you go.
So you're the man.
There's two of us, myself and Nathan. Pick our cards. But yes, I'm one of the men. One of two.
Not the bloke who's going to own a yacht. We just interviewed a guy who's walking around the back.
If you guys want to check out the desk, the Slate Pro desk is going to be a standard size, which you see there, but it's also a high desk. So we have the runners that like to go on the treadmill while they work. We made it for them too.
So,
yes.